The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Hey, big ups to Needville. Beat New Mexico, headed to the World Series, repping the Southwest in California. They're going to play Southeast on Sunday, 8 p.m. local time on ESPN Plus. So, Mr. Yeah Sports, congratulations. You guys, your team is getting it done. They got robbed last year.
He is Mr. Needville.
They got robbed last year with a COVID ruling that was just stupid.
Yeah.
And they can play some baseball now in Needville. Congratulations, guys. Jackie wants a center fielder, but I'm not. He says, you know, go out and get a young center fielder. Well, but you, who? And you're giving up Urquidy and minor leaguers for who?
No.
He said, I don't have an exact player in mind. I'm just saying, give up the number three starter with team control. You better
get
more.
Tell me who.
You better. He says, you give up the number three starter with team control. You better get more than Bell. Well, I'm not sure. Oh, Bell and a center fielder? Is that what you're saying? Or just a center fielder? I ain't giving up Urquidy for Reynolds or Mullins or. No. I mean, but you, it depends on who it is, right? If it's a Mike Trout kind of guy, okay. It doesn't have to even be a Mike Trout kind of guy, but I ain't giving up Urquidy for just some young center fielder. We got young center fielders. This has actually spurred some conversation, maybe heated up the pipes a little bit. Let's get James in here. He wants to talk about this. What's up, James?
Hey, good morning, guys. You there?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, listen, I just wanted to talk about a pitcher, and he was just out there not long ago, Dallas Keuchel. I mean, he's a lefty. We could have gotten him just off the wire.
Yuck.
We could have used the lefty, even if it's coming out of the bullpen. We even kicked the tires on him. I mean, I feel if he would have come to Houston, it would have been a little bit more motivation. He would have been with the team that he was, you know, groomed with, so.
There's not much left in that tank there, James. I mean, he's been to team to team to team now, and he just doesn't have it anymore. I mean, at some point you're just done, and I think that's the case for Dallas Keuchel. I don't care what kind of motivation he has. He just doesn't have much left in that left arm. He never was a hard thrower, and now he's just lobbing it up there and guys are crushing him. Dallas Keuchel's not even with – I mean, if – 2015 Dallas Keuchel, okay. That's a long time ago now, though.
Well, I'd even take like 17 Keuchel, but and even that was 5 years ago. So, yeah. I think the problem you have right now is that, from a Dallas Keuchel standpoint, I mean, he's not even a reliever. You'd have to have him become a reliever for you. It's a left hand, I get it, but when you look at what Dallas Keuchel's done here in recent history, as John mentioned, I mean, last year he had a 5.28 ERA. This year it's an 8.53 with two different teams. He's got 12 starts, 76 hits in 50 and two-thirds innings.
No.
That's terrible. Mm-mm. That's terrible.
He doesn't have anything left in that tank.
The last 2 years, really, frankly, since 2017, Mm-hmm. He's just been more hits than innings pitched.
Yeah.
So,
no,
yeah.
No. Dallas Keuchel's done.
Whip numbers of 131. He was a 203 whip last year, 153. He is done. I mean, I'm sorry. He's 203 this year. He's 153. Dallas Keuchel's an emotional want for you, James, but the pitching part where you actually have to throw the baseball, no good.
Yeah. Spencer's next. Let's get him in here. Hey, Spencer.
Hey, boys. Listen, I'm not that upset if they trade Urquidy for Bell, but the reality is the Nationals are garbage, and why would they want a number three starter who only has a few more years left of team control? I don't think the Nationals would want him, and so I think the only players that are on the current, you know, major league roster that the Nationals would say yes would be someone who's untradeable, like Pena, obviously Yordan. But I mean, I don't think the Nationals are going to want that.
And so why? Instead, 3 years of team control.
Garbage.
3 years of team control for a good pitcher is really good. Josh Bell loses value because he's a 2 month rental. You got to keep that in mind. It's not like, oh my God, Josh, got to have Josh Bell. Josh Bell's only going to be here for possibly 2 months. That lowers the deal considerably. You got 3 years of arbitration for Urquidy or Javier, or 4 years for Garcia of one team control and three arbitration. Are you kidding? That's a haul for Josh Bell.
I don't think they're going to be contending in 3 years. That's the point that I'm making. So,
but if he's your guy and you can possibly, you know, he's there, might like it, extend him. You know, there's that. That's a team that just won a World Series a couple of years ago. Now they're not obviously not the same team. They're getting rid of Soto. They got rid of, you know, they've traded away the whole team, obviously. But 3 years of a guy is not. Now, in their eyes, maybe Hunter Brown is more attractive. You might have a point there. Maybe Hunter Brown is more attractive to them because you got 6 years of control. But he's unproven. Urquidy, Javier, Garcia are all proven commodities at the major league level. You got a guy that just finished second last year in the Rookie of the Year voting. I mean, that's a proven commodity. You don't know that Hunter Brown's going to come up to the big leagues and be good.
No, you know, it's the 6 years versus 3 years. It's the quality of being able to develop a guy. I mean, I think 3 years is. I'm with you, John. I think 3 years of arbitration eligible is valuable for a pitcher with World Series experience and a guy who is. I mean, Jose Urquidy. I think Urquidy is the guy that's likely to be dealt. I think his name is being mentioned the most. Urquidy is game ready. He can. You know, he can come in and pitch for you right now. 3 years for me is great. Like, if I'm a team, once again, it is not going to cost you an arm and a leg from an arbitration standpoint for Jose Urquidy. It never did for Carlos Correa or any other player that's played Major League Baseball. It's a very reasonable number. And I think the 3 years, that's why I think Urquidy's name is being mentioned, because you know he steps in and starts right away. If you're I mean, my gosh, if you're the Nationals, he's with some of the injuries they've had. I mean, Urquidy might be a number two for them right now. But I think Jose Urquidy for a lot of staffs is a number three. And there is value in that, but they're going to want more than Jose Urquidy for Josh Bell. And that's the problem that you're talking about, John. Like, I'm really interested to see what James Click does. If all the smoke is true that the Astros are extraordinarily aggressive and they're going to come away with the player, this is really going to be one of the first times we've seen James Click dig in and swing for the fences. How does he do? I know Daryl Morey was always good at getting these kind of trades done and really, frankly, in a favorable way for the Rockets. Another guy who was really good at it is Jeff Leno. Jeff Leno was really good at getting these deals done without it hurting too much, and that includes for Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, and Zach Greinke.
I got to give Click a little credit, though. I mean, picking up Graveman and Montero. Look at Montero. Montero's been a godsend in this bullpen. Also,
Graveman's gone.
Graveman served his purpose last year. He was really good up until the postseason. And then Maton was great in the postseason, and it looks like Chandler Diaz is a real player that's got a possibility of being a major leaguer. I think he's done a pretty good job. Now, he's only gotten pieces. He hasn't gone out and gotten that big gun and making that big deal that changes an organization like a Verlander. Greinke didn't really change the organization. But, you know, he hasn't made that big move like Luno has in the past. And listen, even Luno needed a gun to the head to do the job,
yeah,
to get
true.
The deal done. Yeah. Let's get Mark in here. Hey, Mark, what do you think? Oh, shoot.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope
yeah.
you're doing well. I'm just going to change gears here a little bit. I was having a conversation with a buddy last night about this, and I want to get y'all's thought. If you break down Roger Clemens' Cy Young season, Dallas Keuchel's Cy Young season, and Justin Verlander's Cy Young season, how would y'all rank it based off of all the intangibles involved from run support, competition, just the league then to now? And I'll hang up and listen.
Who was Verlander, Roger?
Keuchel.
And who? Keuchel?
Keuchel, yeah. I mean, to
Keuchel's
me,
last.
Keuchel's last, and Roger. I don't know. Keuchel's actually. Let me take a look at Keuchel. Roger might be last for the Astros. Let's see. Roger's Cy Young Award season. He was 18-4, 2.98 ERA, 2.14 innings pitched, 169. He was a 1-1 strikeout, basically 218 strikeouts. Then you have to get into the analytics numbers. His WHIP number is a 1.157, and his FIP, which is a measure of field independent of pitching. He had a 3.11. I don't know. Dallas Keuchel was maybe a little better than you think, John. He was really good that year.
Here is Justin Verlander, 21-6.
Yeah, it's Justin Verlander.
He had a 2.58. He started 34 games. His WHIP was .803, led the league. Hits per nine was 5.5, led the league. Strikeouts per walk, 7.14, led the league. Verlander's was probably the best.
I think Dallas was second. 20-8 with a 2.48 ERA. 232 innings pitch, 185 hits. His WHIP was 1.017, which led the league, and that was in a hitter friendly league in 15
versus .803 WHIP for Justin.
Yeah, no, Justin Verlander's the clear winner, but I think actually, and Dallas Keuchel was the only guy on that staff really. You had a young McCullers who was, you know, an upstart, but you look at Roger Clemens. He had Andy Pettitte. I mean, Roger Clemens had a lot around him, a lot of veterans. I would say if you take the intangibles, quote-unquote, into it, I would put Dallas Keuchel second because he had to be the number one. Like, he had to be the guy. 20 wins with that offense, John?
Yeah.
That was City, who struck out a ton, but
yeah,
had no runs.
No. All right. He was certainly the underdog. There's no question about that, Lance.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, John, because underdog fantasy is something I want to talk about now. Underdog fantasy. Oh, I got to see what I did yesterday. Oh, no, that's right. That was 2 days ago. So, underdogfantasy.com, underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code Lance10. And when you use that promo code, just Lance, not Lance10. When you use the promo code Lance, they're going to double your deposit up to $100. They'll match up to $100. So, if you want to put 40 in, you'll end up with 80 in your account. If you want to put 100 in, you'll end up with 200. If you want to put 500 in, you'll end up with 600. That's what I'm talking about. That's how it works. But you use the promo code Lance. It's free money they're giving you. And what you do with that money, one thing I'm going to suggest is that you sign up for Best Ball Mania 3. Now, we know there's a big old $1 billion jackpot in the lottery right now. Well, have you heard about the $10 million jackpot going on with Best Ball Mania 3? And you have a much better chance of getting cheese in this one. How about this? You draft your team, and that's it. There's no waiver wire. There's no starting. Whoever the highest scorers at all the different positions, that's what you get. You get the highest score possible out of your lineup, and then they aggregate it over the course of the year, and then you get your final score at the end of the year, and they've got payoffs, $10 million in prizes, in cash. You've got payoffs all along the way. So you finish inside the top 10, forget about it. You're getting good money. Top 5? Are you that good? You're going to really get paid. Make sure you go to underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code Lance. Terms and conditions apply. It's underdogfantasy.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Godfather.
godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What is in a name, Lance? What is in a name? So we've seen some interesting first names, right, in college football. I mean, there's been so many great names. I am hip. It's on and on. Barkevious Mingo. I remember listening to SEC guy would laugh about that when he was signed at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
The Crawfords. Maybe they didn't. It wasn't. They didn't do it.
Oh,
on
no,
purpose.
This is 100% intentional. Yes.
Yeah. They might not have done it on purpose, but boy, is it paying off as their son is now in the middle of NIL. NIL is here.
That the Crawfords named DeColdest Crawford on DeColdest. That's literally like, oh, he's the coldest.
He's the coldest Crawford.
The coldest is 100% on purpose. And by the way, the story you're about to read is exactly how NIL was supposed
this
to
This is supposed to be how it is. Well, that in the way the Chastangs are doing it as well. You know, they found two kids in the Houston that they really
image,
want.
So
yes,
name, image, and likeness.
They
right.
want them to represent Chastang Ford. It can't be better. So SOS Heating and Cooling in Nebraska has signed Huskers wide receiver DeColdest Crawford to be their spokesman. If anyone knows which HVAC company is the coldest in Nebraska, it's him. You'll be seeing a lot more of him soon, says the SOS Heating and Cooling Company. DeColdest Crawford. This is perfect. Now... Okay, so that brings up, okay, what can you name your kid so that he can get an NIL deal?
Oh, boy, you better hope he's a good player.
But if he's – listen, you take that chance. The Crawfords took that chance. He could have been he could have been a mathematician or something and no NIL. He could have been, you know, a lump. It doesn't – they lucked out. There's no question.
I almost feel like he had to play sports if your name is DeColdest.
Probably.
You have to play sports.
So out there, come on, who has got a name that's going to be perfect for NIL?
That's hard. It's going to be hard to beat DeColdest.
All right.
I can already do the commercial's going to ride itself.
What about DeFlooring?
Ooh, boy, once again, you better be really good.
But you're DeFlooring.
No, but you're saying something is the coldest. They're the coldest.
Right. That's true. Yeah, but you want to work on
DeFlooring. All right, what about
this? Do you need help with DeFlooring? Here's DeFlooring.
What about this? Litt Dickerson, and you do something with a lighting company.
What? Litt Dickerson?
Litt. It's Litt.
Well, his first name is Litt. Right.
What about this? Suggon.
What is it?
What about Suggon?
Suggon D's?
Do a pistachio. You do it. Look at, if you really want to get, if you
yeah,
really
no, you could name
going,
your kid.
Suggon D's nuts, and you can do a pistachio.
No, you could name,
company.
You don't Suggon
you
D's.
You could name your kid Suggon.
Well, no pistachio company is going to want Suggon D's as their spokesman. What they're going to want is, he's Pistachio Johnson. Now,
yeah, but I think Pistachio Johnson versus Suggon G. Suggon is the first name. D's is obviously the middle
name. The middle name. But yeah. No one wants to Suggon D's representing their company. No.
I do. I want that to
no,
happen.
No, it's okay. It's DeWalls or DePainting. It's, you know, it's something
you have
that's.
You're going to get off of duh.
No, because well, why? The coldest got himself a nice NIL.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. He's already. That's you can't do better than that, John. There's no way that you can do better than DeCold. Because I remember when he was a prospect, and people would talk about this guy has the best name, DeColdis Crawford. I never thought about NIL, but oh, and also Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh, that was his now good see too. Now Kool-Aid. That's a perfect name for NIL.
Yeah, Kool-Aid, but he got an NIL deal.
Right, right. How about Sweet and Low Williams?
Sweet and Low, yeah.
Okay.
Well, your nickname could be Sugar or Sugar, and maybe you could do something for a bakery or a cupcake.
That's a nickname. We need to need it on the birth certificate.
Well, Kool-Aid's not his real first name, I don't think, is it?
Well, why not?
But I don't think it is. I think it's a nickname.
How about Lemangelo? Lemon Jello.
Yeah? Ball? Lemon Jello. Well, Lemangelo Ball is that right. Is his first name.
Is that not first perfect for Lemon Jello?
Yeah, it would be. I just, once again, I don't want any of you out there naming your kids hoping to get NIL deals, because odds are they're not going to.
Okay.
I think your odds are better that you win this Mega Millions. Oh. By the way, John, are you going to play it?
Yeah, I'm playing it.
Okay.
Here's how about this?
I want to make this offer. I want to make this offer. Three listeners, send me 100. I'll throw 100 in. We'll buy $400. I'll go immediately and go buy $400 worth of tickets. That's, by the way, only two. That's 200 tickets. It's $2 tickets, by the way, for the Mega Millions, which is right now at $1.1 billion.
That's mine.
I want to increase my odds of winning. Johnny, you throw in.
I'll throw 100.
Throw me 100. I'm going to go. I'll buy
I'll Venmo you 100.
Venmo me 100. The last two I've played at 100 apiece, and I haven't won it yet so far.
Well, you haven't won it yet?
I won $8.
So I would have thought that you would have won it already.
Yeah,
but
no, I won $8 for one, and I put that back in last week, and I won $2.
Okay.
For the next 100 that I only do quick picks, by the way.
I'm Venmoing you. What's your Venmo?
Venmo 100. It's am I supposed to say it? RJ says no.
What?
RJ says no. Really dumb.
Why not? People can Venmo. Oh, but you put it out there before people Venmoed you money.
I know, but I feel like somehow they can also steal your money. Somehow, I don't know. I had somebody try to request $317 in Venmo for something computer related. I'm like, okay, this is one of these clown ass. It might have been from PayPal.
Does it have anything to do with Lance Dash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has to do with that. Okay. But I'm going to go get them. I'll take pictures of them. I'll send them over to you. And, you know, it's easy to scan. By the way, you can scan with your phone. You can get the app. That's how I scan them. You can get the Texas Lottery app and just scan the barcode, bing, 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 and be done with it. But I think I'm going to do three listeners at $100 a piece. You can DM me on social.
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I'll
send pictures. And so me, you, and three listeners will have $500. That's 250 tickets.
All right. Let's go. Call in. And
I
who
just
wants
got it,
who?
Johnny. Here it is.
Who wants in? All right, how about this? Viagra Williams.
I mean, yeah.
Cialis Simmons.
Yeah, but you're going directly with the coldest. Why don't you say, okay, then how about this? Stiffy Jackson. I mean, you got to.
Right, I got you.
Or like you're saying, distiffness.
Distiffness. De Stiffy. How about this? I like De Stiffy. That's good. All right. You got to take you got to talk about Craig De Surf. What would be
Davis?
A good one for Craig De Surf?
Bloodflow Johnson is not going to. Now, if there's a guy with the name Bloodflow Johnson, yeah. I mean, it's if you don't get an NIL deal, then you must be atrocious. I'm just saying.
Bloodflow Johnson.
I will tell you this much. Craig DeSurf is not interested in that. Although, I don't know. Maybe Craig DeSurf will get involved in if somebody from Angleton, out in the Angleton area, they make it big in college football. Maybe Craig DeSurf does that. But I know he's been very busy with a lot of Astros, like Jose Altuve. You heard him speak for him. Carlos Correa. Carlos had his parents both in Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC vehicles. You also had Javier Bracamonte. Joe Smith, when he was here, so many of the Astros end up out in Angleton. I know you're saying, why are they doing that? I'll tell you why. Because he'll do the same thing for those players that he'll do for you, which is if the car needs to be delivered into Houston, He'll do that. When it comes to trade-in value, he's going to get you amazing trade-in value. If you are looking to purchase, or like me, you want to do a lease, he'll do that for you as well. He'll get you the best offers. And Jeff over there, who's working the, you know, the financing side, what they do is they find you the very best offers for purchase or for lease. They give you the best trade-in values, and they find you the vehicles that you're looking for. And they're never trying to sell you something you don't want. Never, ever, ever. I wouldn't speak for them if that's how they did business. You've got professional athletes who are going over there en masse to purchase vehicles. And the reason's simple. They want great deals, and they also want an opportunity to deal with great customer service. And that's what my friend Craig DeSerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC have. Make sure you go to LanceZCars.com and find it for yourself. It's Lance Z Cars, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Who's your favorite MC in the world? Bet I was born better, lyrically drawn better, critically more clever. Let you be warned, never draw with Picasso. If you expect the manners, then you in the wrong household. Champ putty number nines in my mouth go. Put out an album, bet a million you'll be out so.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Okay, we got some more names. Woody Williams or Bam Morris for Viagra. We got Pooh Williams for toilet paper or Joe's Plumbing. Yep. Sleepy Floyd for Mattress Mac or Texas Mattress Makers. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, these are perfect.
Sleepy is a great one for a mattress company, without question.
Big ups to Brock Osweiler. Are you really? He landed a college football analyst job with ESPN. Are you excited to hear Brock?
Nope.
What are you talking about?
I'm not.
They had to
literally trade a second round pick to get rid of him. I mean, in hindsight, that was a really bad deal for Rick.
Right. That was a.
I mean, just whole, fade the. Just,
it was
just
one
cut
of the worst.
They tried to save money until, for Tony Romo.
Until Tunsil came along, that was the worst deal ever. No, sorry. Until DeAndre Hopkins' deal came along.
Yeah.
That was the worst Texans deal ever. But there's three really pitiful deals by the Texans.
All the same. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-780-3776. Aggie Joe wants to talk Astros baseball. Hey, Aggie Joe.
Hey, guys. Hey, really quick, the best part, I don't know if y'all saw, of his name is the middle name. Did y'all see that?
No.
His middle name is One. The greatest one.
The coldest one.
I'm sorry, the coldest one. That's
yeah,
right.
So, John, you don't think that was intentional?
Oh, yeah. The coldest one? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
but they didn't know NIL deals.
Parents, no, they just thought it was a cool name.
His parents might have been Muhammad Ali fans.
You know, the dad basically said, my son's going to be the coldest one. That's how it went. And that's what we're naming him. Okay.
All right.
Hey, so really quick, I wanted to ask y'all about, I would really like to get Ian Happ from the Cubs. And I really think that you could possibly give up almost maybe an even swap of Pedro Leon for him. What do you guys think about that? I'll hang up and listen.
Pedro Leon heads up for Ian Happ.
I don't know if that's a deal. I don't know if that's a deal straight up. I don't know.
Well, I mean, listen, Pedro Leon is a big prospect, and you know that's the kind of thing I think the Cubs would want. The Cubs are in rebuild mode. Happ was an all-star this year. He's got an 813 OPS. I'm not sure.
Well, he was a Cubs all-star.
Yeah, right. But they got Wilson Contreras. They didn't need a guy.
Well, that's true. He's all right. I mean, Happ's
okay.
No,
he's all right. He's okay.
Happ's okay. I don't, you know, he doesn't do a whole lot for me personally. I was thinking about this, John. Is there any chance that Luis Castillo is being mentioned also? Because it could be Luis Castillo and Josh Bell, and then
Castillo's with the Reds.
No. I know. I'm talking about Castillo's being mentioned as one of the three names, right? With Contreras, Bell, and Castillo are the three that are mentioned, well, right, that I've seen mentioned a lot with Houston. What if he's being mentioned because what's going to happen is Urquidy, for example, we'll just use Urquidy as the catch-all for any young pitcher on the staff. Urquidy's going out, but you replenish with Castillo. It's part of a process where you say, okay, we're going to do a deal where, yes, we have to send Urquidy, because Castillo's numbers aren't better than the guys you have. So if you, because that's why that's never made sense to me. But what if it's part of a deal where you already know, for example, Urquidy's going as part as Bell, but you're replacing with Castillo in a separate deal? What about that potential that you bring in a pitcher like,
well,
Castillo,
if you
to
trade
a Javier or a Garcia or an Urquidy out?
If you bring in, you really?
I'm saying instead of a three-team deal, creating
right,
a three-team
no, no,
deal.
No, 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 no. But listen, if you trade out Urquidy and bring back Josh Bell and you get Castillo for whatever you give up for him, I don't know what that's going to be now, because they're asking for a lot for Castillo. Now you add Castillo and Bell, and all you gave up at the major league level is Urquidy. It's a huge win,
right?
Huge win. But I don't know that that's even. I mean, you're talking about some big trades here. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that that's. I don't know. Maybe, but if that happened, I gotta go. Click. You got some stones now.
No, what I'm saying is Castillo is to make up for Urquidy.
Well, I know he's making up for him, but if you end up and you gave up Urquidy and you end up with Castillo,
how much
and
do you have to
Bell,
give up for Castillo?
You got to give up a lot.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, Hunter Brown's gone. Pedro León is gone.
Honestly, the more we talk about this, the more I'm like, we even got to do a trade. Let's get Eric in here quickly. He wants to talk about a trade, but. A little different trade. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Why don't we trade Lance McCullers Jr. and throw in Forrest Whitley? You know, they haven't done anything in like 2 years. You know, and Micah Hasselbeck's pretty hot.
Can you imagine, John? I know. Thanks for the call, Eric. Before we get to News of the Weird, I know that that's kind of joking because you want to take a shot at two guys who don't pitch a lot. Would anyone trade for Lance McCullers right now?
No, not that he's got $85 million and he's not on the and he's never on the field.
Yeah, but
no.
How much is left? What, three years at 17?
No,
and a half,
he just
18?
Did it this offseason.
No, it's before last year, I thought.
Wasn't it this offseason?
I don't think so.
I think it was this offseason. They just gave him that money, bro.
I don't think so. The contract, you might be right. Let me see. Lance McCullers' contract. Houston, here's the details. Blah, 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 blah. Nope, 20. Well, yeah, they did it in 21, but it kicked in 22.
He's got 4 years left on a five-year deal.
So this year, yeah, kicked in 22. So, you're right. He'll still have – no, there's no chance.
4 years left on a five-year deal of a guy who's not been pitching.
No one would take
that. No one's taking that. No,
32, no. 34. I mean, it's not an arm and a leg, but, yeah, you're not taking that on. He's got to stay healthy. We've said that about Lance McCullers for all of eternity.
Yep.
He's got to stay healthy.
Yep, and he hasn't. All right, 713-780-37. Oh, no, when we come back, News of the Weird brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. We finish up the week strong with News of the Weird. Don't you go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird finishing up the week strong here. It's brought to you, of course, by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple. All right, Lance, play it. Play it for us, RJ, play that song. Lance, do you know this song? It was being played at a concert in Georgia. It's a group called Mudvayne.
Oh, okay.
The singer has it like the most tattoos I've ever seen on a human being. He's got just a wisp of blue hair. He's got a face. His name is Chad Gray. Maybe you can look him up and see him.
Okay.
This song is called Not Falling.
Okay.
He was playing it in concert last night in Georgia. Guess what happened?
He fell off the stage.
fell off the stage during the song
now
Not Fall.
I've got to watch it. Yeah, that's not what you want to happen, is
no.
it?
No. But look at the dude. Holy crap. Is that scary?
That's rock and roll, John. That's
no, that's
metal.
Not rock and roll.
That's
that
metal.
Is... Wow. How are you going to find a job now?
He's at least in his 50s, I would say.
Dude, he has more. Look at that face.
Oh,
he's...
there he goes. What are
how
you he's... doing? The stage is right there, dummy.
And he can't even stand on the stage.
That's metal.
He's got
John.
So many tats.
Okay, that's metal.
Here's something, Lance. There's a new thing called Fancy Feast.
Okay.
It's going to serve humans cat food-inspired dishes at exclusive New York City pop-up restaurant. Do you want
grand
cat
opening,
food-inspired dishes?
Grand opening, grand closing.
You
that's
don't think
that's
going
to be.
It's
no, I don't want anything having to do with stupid cats.
You know what
I'm
it's called?
You know what it's called? Closed.
The Gatto Bianco, the white cat.
I might check it out if it's called Gatto something.
It's you Gatto it Bianco.
Don, you name it Don Gatto as a shout-out to my
ooh, yeah.
5 and 6-year-old Lance, then that's fine.
Well, John Gotti, John Gatto.
Señor Don Gatto was a cat.
Joey Chestnut just set another record, Lance. 44 chicken fingers in 5 minutes.
Yep, Cane's had a big deal on that. I was driving through, picked up Cane's, and I saw Joey Chestnut's face right there, and I'm like, and Sebastian's like, that's it? I can do more than that. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't do more than that.
You cannot. You should have said, I can do that. You're the one that sets world records, aren't you?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
And everything.
I've never well, yeah, pretend like, well, what I'll do is I'll say, the most I've ever done is 34. I could never be Joey Chestnut. You can't do 34. No, I did it. I actually did that in Philadelphia back in 2011. You were 1 year old. And then I'll get into whole arguments with my kids about lies.
Right, right. A beer-drinking pony has been elected mayor of Cockington. Do you want a beer-drinking pony as your mayor?
Yes.
I know, right? I absolutely would love. I? Now, is this not the most Irish thing ever?
it's Cockington, pretty on brand.
Cockington, England. Cockington, England. This is so. It's a little. It's named Cockington, so no one can live there because it's named Cockington. I mean, do you want to be from Cockington ever?
I mean. It is what. Do you want to keep going on this? Because I can keep going on Cockington if you want.
No, that's good.
Okay.
Apparently, in environments in the Queensland state, apparently they have used at this place where they were supposed to be doing koala research. Instead, they were getting millions in funding by the government. Instead of koala research, they built a roller coaster. Do you think that's better use of government funds than studying koalas?
I would study koalas. I like koalas. Here's
I like I roller like coasters better.
From a fun standpoint, I would like to divert funds to studying monkeys. Because we've had so much good monkey stuff lately.
We have.
On News of the Weird that's what I would do.
Apparently there's an epidemic going around the country. Police say people pretending to play the violin for money is a nationwide issue. Apparently, they're hooked up to some kind of a machine in which the violin is playing, and they're not. They're faking people into giving them the home. They're basically begging for money.
Shout out to my friend Chris's girlfriend, Heather, who actually told us that when we were on vacation together last year. I can't remember where we were, where she said, oh, this is a big thing where people are faking. This person was clearly playing. This person we saw was clearly playing violin. And all I could think of was, no one's faking playing violin. Apparently, there is fake violin players.
No, it's going
apparently
on.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. It's an epidemic around the country. Around the country. Lance, you think your life is bad? Apparently, there's a seagull that is hate-criming a young man in England. He dive-bombs him every day on his way to work. As soon as he leaves the house, the same seagull every day dive-bombs him.
Have you ever been dive bombed by a bird? I did outside of an HEB on San Felipe. and I saw it. It swooped down at another guy, and it was swooping down at everybody, only males, not females. And I forgot about it, and I came, and I was walking. It's pretty much very close to where the doors are. It's probably about 10 yards past where the doors are, 12 yards. And all of a sudden, I felt shoo, right by my ear, and it's like it picked at my shirt. And then I turned around, and it came after me again. I took off running to the car, and it it kept chasing after me. And then I got in my car. I was safe, and I watched it fly back to its perch, and I'm like, oh, I'm staying here and recording this all day long. And
well, here's
I recorded it, like, attacking three different people.
Well, here's the quote from Taylor James. He says, as a gay boy who doesn't ever do sport, the running part is the worst bit.
Okay, wait. Start over again?
He says, as a gay boy who doesn't ever do sport, the running part is the worst bit.
Well, better get used to it, because
maybe that
seagull appears to have you in its crosshairs.
Well, maybe he's just attracted to him. That's a possibility.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Maybe the seagull has something for him. I don't know.
You ever seen seagulls go flying in at about 100 miles an hour into the water? Yeah. It would 100% kill you if it hit you in the head.
No kidding. I'm out on seagull dive bombing me. I could probably run better. And so that's it. We are done for the week.
You're probably better at sport.
I'm probably better at doing sport. Probably. We're done. Vanessa and Gallant are next. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody. Hope you do. We will talk to you again on Monday. See you then.
Listening to
hey, yeah, you better be listening to ESPN 97.5, and don't you dare turn that down.
ESPN 97.5.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.